It's go time!
Now it's time for the Disney View Podcast. Please move across your car to make room for everyone. Our podcast will begin momentarily. Join Dave as he makes his Grand Circle tour around the Walt Disney World Resort. Dave is a dreamer and an engineer who enjoys the magic and wonder of it all, but understands Disney's place in history and respects the legacy that's been left. Come along and hear Dave's thoughts about Walt Disney World and see it through Dave's eyes.
Please stand clear of the podcaster. Por favor, manténganse alejado del David.
And now, here's your host.
Hey everyone, it's Dave. Welcome to another edition of Dave's Disney View Podcast. On today's podcast, I wanted to present a top 10, and that's top 10 snacks in Walt Disney World. Now, for those of you who know me, or maybe you don't know me, I'm not much of a sweets fan. I like some sweets. There are some very specific things I like, but I don't like overly sweet things. And I find that at the theme parks, and that's not only true of Disney, it's kind of anywhere where there's the public sort of stuff, I find that the sweet treats are a little too sweet for my taste. They're just overwhelmingly sweet. I like a more subtle sweet in myself, so you won't see a lot of sweets on my list here. You will see some, but there aren't a lot on here, so you won't see a lot of things that are on there. Second, I don't particularly like cupcakes. I do like cake, but cupcakes, for whatever reason, maybe it's just, you know, the way they're made or something about the way they feel kind of heavy. I'm not really a fan of cupcakes, and the icing on cupcakes, if I do eat a cupcake, I tend to take the icing off because it tends to be a little too much for me. Again, back to that sweet thing. So I don't really like them that much. The other thing I don't like, and so this is kind of a, you know, hey, what does Dave like kind of moment, is things that are fried. I'm not really a big fried food fan, but you will see some things on my list, several of them, in fact, that are fried because they're unique and interesting and somewhat different, and it makes them kind of fun. So I'll talk about those as we go through them, and we'll talk about some of the savory snacks more than anything, but there are a couple of sweets on here that I like at the Walt Disney World Resort. Now, that doesn't mean that I don't like churros. Once in a while, a nice churro is good, but you won't see that on the list. Ice cream delights. There's a lot of different ice creams around that you'll can experience at various at the resorts or over at one of the places that serves ice cream, like the ice cream shop on Main Street. And those are really good, too, but I don't include them on the list because they're sort of everywhere. And then if you look at the old standbys like popcorn and the Mickey bars, definitely love those. The Mickey bars are always fun. It's a premium ice cream with chocolate on the outside. That's kind of a fun treat, and it's always nice on a warm day. And popcorn, love their popcorn. There's something about it, the way they do the flavor combination there and the way it smells. It's kind of unique and interesting and a little different than the popcorn you might make at home unless you follow my recipe. I'll put a link to it in my show notes page. So you won't hear those on the list because they're available everywhere. I was kind of looking for something a little more specific. Now, one of the things that didn't make my list, another thing, that didn't make my list was the gray stuff. And that's found over at the Be Our Guest restaurant in the Magic Kingdom. Now, what it is, you know, from the movie, there's the great line where they're singing about try the gray stuff. It's amazing. And if you go into the Be Our Guest restaurant and you ask for the gray stuff, they'll basically give you, it's the frosting on a cupcake. And it's very sweet and it's very clever, but I don't really like it that much. So I didn't put it on my list. So just kind of keep that in mind. But it's kind of a fun thing that you can get. So that's kind of a bonus one, if you will. Well, you know, here I go. I'm going to start my list. And it's a funny thing. When I'm recording this, it's right before lunch. And this is probably a mistake because it's going to make me hungry. And I'm going to think about these things. And I'll be like, oh, yeah, I want that snack right now. But I can't have it right now because I'm not at the parks. So here goes. First on my list, and these are in no particular order. I'm not trying to order them in a way that I like one better than the other. These are all things that I like. First on my list is a sweet snack, and it's fried. It's the beignet with dipping sauce that you can find at the Sasagula Floatworks and Food Factory over in the Port Orleans French Quarter. Now, this is an interesting dish. Beignets are kind of like a donut. They're a square-shaped donut with a little different flavoring in them than your traditional donuts, and they are fried. But they have a unique sort of texture and flavor to them that make them kind of interesting. They're not like your typical donut, in a way. They are covered with powdered sugar, but they're served with dipping sauces that are chicory, coffee ganache, a raspberry, or a caramel. And any of those are all a nice accompaniment to this. It makes it very sweet, but they're really good because they have a certain chewiness to them that makes them kind of interesting. So I do like this as a snack. The way they serve them there, they come in a pack of three or six. You know, if you're eating by yourself, three is too many. If you've got a few people with you, you know, six is probably about right. But it's a really nice little accompaniment. It's a nice little thing that you can have as a snack if you're over that way by the Port Orleans Riverside. Number two on my list, the citrus swirl. Now, some people will say that the Dole Whip is their favorite. Me, I personally don't care for the Dole Whip. I like pineapple. I like sort of the soft serve nature of it, but the combination for me doesn't really work. I know, sacrilege. People say, oh my God, how could you not like the Dole Whip? I have people tell me that, but I really don't like the Dole Whip. It's a personal thing with me, but I do like the citrus swirl. It's sort of this orange juice, like slush thing that they put together. Not quite like sorbet, not quite like, you know, fresh squeezed orange juice that's frozen, that kind of a thing. It's somewhere in between there. Served with vanilla ice cream, and they're swirled together. And so it's like an orange sickle. And it takes me back to my childhood. This is one of those things that I just really enjoyed having when I was young. And when I can get it there, it's really pretty nice. There are other places outside of the parks that serve something similar. If you see it, the citrus swirl is always kind of a nice little treat. It's sweet. It's kind of nice. It's creamy. It's got kind of a nice texture to it. It's almost like having orange ice cream in a way. Kind of fun, and I really like it. So you can find that over at the Aloha Isle over in the Magic Kingdom. Number three on my list, conch fritters. Oh, look, another fried dessert, another fried thing, but not a dessert. And these can be found at the Gurgling Suitcase at the Old Key West Resort. So if you've never had a conch fritter, it's conch is another shelled sea creature. They come in the conch shell, obviously, and they take it out and they actually put some cornmeal, some spices, and a few other things around it, and they fry it. And it's really got some nice texture, and it's really kind of nice. It's got that sort of saltiness, you know, if you've ever had like a crab cake, similar kind of thing in that sense, where it's got that sort of texture to it, a little bit of, you know, fishiness to it, but just subtly. It's really pretty good. And they serve it with a key lime mustard sauce that really makes it kind of nice. It offsets sort of the tanginess to kind of give it a little sweetness. And it's really a nice dish. And I like that as a snack. Number four on my list. So Mickey pretzels are everywhere. You can find the Mickey pretzels shaped like Mickey just about anywhere. And they're all fine. You know, they're all good. They serve a purpose. But what I like is the Bavarian pretzel that you can find at the Baseline Tap House over in the studios. Now, this one is the really interesting because it's filling in its own way. It has a beer cheese fondue and a spicy mustard they serve on the side. So if you're going to enjoy it, why not enjoy it with something that's really good? The cheese sauce is nice. It gives it a tanginess because it's got the beer mixed into it. And you could also use the mustard sauce kind of together. And it's really a nice little snack. It's very filling if you're eating it yourself. But it's a nice snack. You kind of go in, you could go out of the heat and go in and sit down and relax. If you're a beer drinker, you could order a beer. If not, order a soda or a tea or just a water with it and just kind of relax and enjoy it. Number five on my list, anything at Boulangerie Pâtisserie in the France Pavilion at Epcot. So this applies to almost anything that's in there. You've got some savory snacks and some sweet snacks. You can get an eclair, or you can get a croque monsieur, which is like a ham and cheese sandwich, basically, that's toasted. And you can run the gamut there. And they're all good. Everything that I've ever had out of there is good. It's got that, you know, wonderful sort of French flavor to it. It's a nice thing to have. Sometimes I'll go in there and I'll just order a couple of things and make a lunch of it. Sometimes I'll just go in and get a dessert because, hey, why not? You'll find something that you really like. If you kind of look around and ask around a little bit, they'll help you figure out, you know, what might suit your taste. But it's one of those things where I just like going in there and just kind of letting my eyes wander a little bit and linger on something until I find something that I like. If I want a little snack, I'm just going to wander into the France Pavilion and just take it because it's really, really good. Number six on my list, over in the Pinocchio Village House, on the menu is something called pesto garlic knots. And it's kind of unusual. When you look at the menu, you may not see it. It's over on sides. And it's one of those things that's a nice little snack. They take some pizza dough and they form it into a knot and they bake it in the oven and they put a little pesto and garlic on the top. And it's an inexpensive snack that's really pretty good. I actually like this one because it's got a lot of flavor to it. It's something different, a little unexpected, and it serves more of a snack. It might fill you up enough where you could go to the next meal. But I really enjoy this one. It's very tasty. It's something that's unusual and a little different. Number 7 on my list, the non-dipping sauce, the non-with dipping sauce at the Landscape of Flavors in the Art of Animation Resort. So what they do, I don't know if you know what naan bread is, but naan bread is actually this this bread that they make. The closest approximation that most people know is pita, and pita doesn't even really fall in the same category. But it's this sort of doughy bread that they make in something called a tandoor oven, where it sticks to the walls and cooks rather than going and laying down. And it's heated to a temperature and becomes this sort of fluffy, nice, wonderful, soft bread. And when it's served warm with some dipping sauces, it's phenomenal. It's traditionally Indian, but you can find it in other places as well, or something similar to it in other places. And what they do is they serve it with a coriander sauce, a tandoori sauce, and a mango chutney. And I gotta tell you, the mango chutney is phenomenal. It's just really, it's sweet, it's tangy, it's got a little bit of kick to it. It's really nice. The tandoori sauce is just sort of it's a subtle little bit of heat, a little bit of sweet sauce. And then the coriander sauce is just a nice little sort of spicy sauce that they serve with it. And each one of them, if you kind of dip through and you taste them all, they're really good. And it's one of those things that I just like to have as a snack. Is it worth the trip over to the Art of Animation Resort to get it? I say yes. And now with the gondolas, it's much easier to get over there. So you can just leave from one of the parks and head over there and get over and taste the naan bread that's over there. It's really good. It's not, again, it's not too expensive. It's a nice snack type thing. Number 8 on my list is the sushi they have at the Japan Pavilion. Out in the front, there's the kiosk that has the kakigori. That's the shaved ice with the sauce on it, with the sweet sauce on it. But they also serve sushi, and it's just a roll of sushi. And there's really nothing to it that's exciting or different or anything like that. But it's a nice roll, and it's an easy thing that you can grab and go. You just kind of walk up to the kiosk, you order it, they'll serve it to you right there, and you just go on your way. It's a decent roll of sushi. Is it the best sushi I've ever had? No, of course not. But it's really good. It's approachable. Again, it's not too expensive. It makes for a nice snack. It's kind of a nice thing you can get. And you work your way around. So kind of fun in that sense, where you can eat something that's a little different and just kind of enjoy it. Number 9 on my list, the tachos. The tachos you can find at Woody's Roundup there, that's in the Toy Story Land over in the studios. And tachos are tater tots that are treated like nachos. So they put some cheese sauce on them and then a whole bunch of other things that they load on. So they load them up with different things and they serve it to you. They have a vegan version of it you can do too. I think the original comes with bacon, if I'm not mistaken. So if you're not a bacon eater, you can ask to leave it off. Or you can just get the vegan version, which includes some chili, which is a vegan chili that they put on top. And either way, who doesn't like tater tots? Tater tots are fun. This is a fun food you can eat. And they serve it up with a little cheese sauce. The vegan version is a vegan cheese, but they do a cheese sauce and some onions and some other stuff on it. And it's a nice little fun dish to have. And it's tasty and it's filling. And, you know, you have that comfort food sort of thing with because it's tater tots you're eating. And it's kind of a fun thing. I saw this on the menu and I'm like, I've got to try this. And I was I was thinking it was not going to be all that great. And I was like, oh my God, this is really fun. It's just sort of that fun thing to eat. It's not at all bad. It's, you know, probably not good for you particularly, but it's kind of a fun thing to eat. And then number 10 on my list is over in the Animal Kingdom. There's a cart that's called Mr. Kamal's, and they have something that's a samosa on their menu. Now, a samosa, if you're not familiar with it, it's another Indian dish. It's a pastry that has inside it chickpeas, some potatoes. I think it might even have green peas and some spices, and they wrap it all up and they deep fry it. And they serve it with a couple of sauces. Again, it's sort of that same sort of flavor profile like the naan bread I mentioned before, that they put in these different sauces on it. And it's really good. Samosa is one of those things that if you've never tried it, you should try it. It's, you know, it's kind of a surprising thing. Other cultures besides the Indian culture eat it. There are other places that eat something very similar. This one's typically folded up kind of like a triangle and fried, and it's got those things inside. You may have had them in other places where it's a very similar type of thing, a meat pie or a veggie pie or something like that that's fried. Similar type of thing. But it's an interesting dish that I really enjoy. I love samosas. Whenever we get them at work or something, I will always eat one, even though it's fried. That's one of the few fried foods that I actually like and will eat, on a somewhat regular basis, because it's just so interesting and it's got so much flavor to it and there's some spice in it and it's interesting. And that, again, texturally, because it's fried on the outside and has the potatoes and the other things on the inside, it's got a nice, more gooey and texturally interesting inside. So it kind of fits together and it's kind of a nice dish. One of those things that I just enjoy when I can get it. So kind of a fun thing. It's an interesting idea to have, these different things that are around in different carts. So that's my take on it. It's a really good dish. So there you go. That's my top 10 snacks, mostly savory, mostly not fried, but a few that are fried that are kind of interesting. Like I said in my podcast about thinking about food and wine, when I'm looking for foods and snacks and things that are interesting, I try to find things that are a little different, things that I can't find everywhere else, or maybe that I can't make at home, that are a little different that I might enjoy. So I try to pick some things that are a little more fun and a little more interesting and, not the kinds of things that I might eat somewhere else. So that's where I try to go with these things. As I think about different snacks and things I might have. And it's kind of funny because I try not to eat too many snacks. I'll have a breakfast and then I might have one snack and then I'll have dinner. And that one snack might be a sweet treat, it might be a savory treat, or I might just have lunch sometimes. So I never really know what I'm going to do going in. I go into the park, wherever I'm going to go, or if I'm going to one of the resorts, I kind of play it along as I go. And sometimes I have a craving for something. I'd really like to get, where can I get that? And I might leave the park and go get that. So if I really want the naan bread, I might head over to the Art of Animation Resort and go get it. Or if I want something else, I might go somewhere else. It's kind of fun to play a little bit and think about, where does my imagination take me today? I've been to the park so many times, I try not to worry about, having to have a regiment to go here, here, and here. I just want to let it flow over me. Sometimes the other thing I'll do is in the morning, I'll take a look at, where could I go today for lunch? What would I do for lunch? And I'll kind of flip through and look for something interesting and look for something different that's on a menu that maybe I haven't tried before or that I haven't been to in a long time and plan to go there to get something. And if I can, find something that I like, that's great. And I'll make my day around that a little bit. So that's kind of how I plan my day sometimes. And it really varies from trip to trip what I choose to do. And hopefully this inspires you to kind of think a little bit differently about the food. It's not always about hot dogs and hamburgers. It's not always about the things that you traditionally think of Disney having. Sometimes you have to step outside a little bit and think about, what could I get instead? Now, all of the things that I mentioned here, they're all snack size, but not all of them qualify for a snack credit if you're on the dining plan. Some of them do, some of them don't. So, and sometimes things change on the dining plan. Sometimes they'll add something as a snack credit or take something away. So you just want to be aware of that. If you're on the dining plan, just take a look at the menu, see if it qualifies for a snack credit or not. And if it does, that's great. Then you can use your snack credit. If not, most of these things are not terribly expensive. You can pick them up and try them out yourself and see what they are. Kind of fun, something different. Maybe it inspires you to try to think about things a little differently. You never know. That's what I love about, Disney. You kind of have to let it flow over you a little bit and try some different things and see what works for you. When I had my kids were little and we used to go there, we had to regiment ourselves a little more and plan for certain things. It's like, I know they're going to want macaroni and cheese for dinner, or I know they're going to want chicken nuggets. Great, I will plan around that. But now that they're not that little, I can just plan to do whatever, and we kind of pick things as we go. Hey, would you like to try this? Yeah, let's give it a shot. Or if I'm by myself, great, I can just pick something and just go with it. Sometimes if you're planning, you want to kind of plan ahead, especially if you have picky eaters. Where am I going to eat? What am I going to do? Do I want a sit-down meal? Do I not want a sit-down meal? Me personally, I find that generally speaking, I'll do a sit-down meal once in a while, but I try not to do one regularly because they get expensive and, I don't always find the things I'm looking for on the menus exactly. But if I see something that attracts me and interests me, sometimes I'll look at a menu and go, wow, that looks really interesting. Maybe I'll go there and have a meal. And I'll go there and try that thing because it kind of intrigues me in some way. And sometimes that works. You know, and sometimes you get there and you go, meh, it wasn't all that great. I'll probably never make it again. Or sometimes it inspires me to come up with my own dish that's a riff on that at home. I like to cook at home. Sometimes I come up with things that are a little bit different, similar and related, but a little different than what you see there. So that's just my take. That's what I like to think about when I'm thinking about going to Disney World and thinking about all the different places I can go and the foods I can eat. There's always a lot to eat. There's always a lot of things to try. But I try to pick and choose things that interest me in some way. I, you know, try not to just fall into the trap of, hey, I always eat at Tony's Town Square Cafe. I'm going to go there again. No, it doesn't work like that for me. I like to just try something new. And sometimes, like I say, I just like to let it flow over me. Just see if I can get in somewhere. If I can, great. And if I can't, oh, I'll move on and go do something else. And counter service often works well for that because I can just always pick something and find something that I like. Anyway, that's my take on it. A little long-winded way of saying that I hope you go out there and try some different things yourself. So if you have any things that you like as snacks, let me know what they are. Go ahead and post them in the comments below this podcast on my show notes page at DisneyWorldPodcast.net, or just send me an email if you have an interest in letting me know some of the things you'd like. If you'd like to hear another top 10 related to this in some way, maybe my top 10 favorite sweet snacks or something else like that, let me know. Maybe I'll have to do another one in the near future. But that is my podcast for this week. I hope you've enjoyed it. And remember, if we can dream it, we can certainly do it. Bye now.
Thank you for tuning in to the Disney View podcast. We hope you had a pleasant stay and arrive home safely. Please remain seated until your ride vehicle stops completely. Then, gather your personal belongings and step out onto the moving platform. And yes, I know it went by so quickly, but don't worry. One of the nice things about traveling on this podcast is that the journey is just beginning. Show notes are available on DisneyWorldPodcast.net. While there, please check out some of our affiliates. You'll also find links to Dave's iPhone and iPad apps. There's an app for pin trading, one for finding hidden Mickeys, and an app for finding and tracking pressed pennies around the Walt Disney World Resort. And you never know just what Dave is working on next. If you have questions, feel free to drop Dave an email at davesdisneyview@gmail.com. Original music you're hearing in this podcast is Oslo Doom by Gilberto Gil. Of course, this is a fan podcast and in no way affiliated with the Walt Disney Company.